if you think about it at a deep level, if something is never broken, then you don't see how it is mended. And so one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows things to become broken is that that by it first being broken and then mended, we are able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar has a few meanings. So one of the meanings of Al-Jabbar is the one who compels. And this name is mentioned a few times in the Quran. And sometimes it's mentioned talking about describing a human being. And in those cases, it's a negative connotation. But when it describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means a few things. One is that it means that He is the one who overpowers, compels, He's the most mighty. But there's another meaning to the word Al-Jabbar. And that is that He is also the one who mends. He's the one who fixes something that's broken. He's the one who rectifies. He's the one who completes that which is incomplete. And it's actually an interesting fact that, as we know, Muslims invented algebra, and that the word for algebra comes from the root of the same root as Al-Jabbar. And the reason for that is al-jabr is algebra in Arabic. Al-jabr is to fix equations. So it's actually a very interesting fact. But this root means to fix something. And in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who fixes our affairs. He's the one who fixes the broken hearts. He's the one who mends anything that is broken or that needs fixing or completing. Now, this attribute is something, as we know, every attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way for us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if we look at everything in the universe, everything that is created and everything that we experience in our lives, the ultimate purpose, the ultimate objective of every single thing that we see, every single thing that we experience, is actually to show us the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at the experiences that we have in life, or what we've witnessed in life, and we realize that they are actually intended to allow us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deeper and better. And so how can we know Al-Jabbar? What are some of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this attribute to be known by us and experienced by us? And if you think about it at a deep level, if something is never broken, then you don't see how it is mended. And so one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows things to become broken is that by it first being broken and then mended, we are able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Jabbar. And moreover, when something